AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Protests across Israel and around the world a day after six hostages were found shot to death in a Hamas tunnel in Gaza. Their message to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu?
Bring all the other hostages home now, before you kill all of them as well. We don't care about anything else. This war is not more important than the lives of the hostages. The complete victory that you're talking about is murder.
Gil Dickman, cousin of one of the hostages. Vice President Harris and her husband, the first gentleman, Doug Emhoff, spoke to the family of another one of the hostages, Hirsch Goldberg Paulin, an American citizen. They offered the condolences of a nation. The vice president has a busy week ahead of her. She campaigns tomorrow in Detroit and later in the day with President Biden in Pittsburgh. The power has been shut off to 140 homes in Rancho Palos Verdes in Southern California due to the danger of recent land movement. This is ABC News. Social media's influence is leading young girls to use anti-aging products, and that concerns dermatologists. They warn this trend is harming both their skin and their mental health.
Dermatologists are seeing a surge in young girls with skin issues due to using anti-aging products promoted online. This is influencers tap into young people's increased anxiety about body image by promoting elaborate skincare routines. Girls as young as 8 are suffering from rashes and chemical burns from products not intended for children's sensitive skin. Experts recommend preteens stick to a simple skincare routine with just a gentle cleanser, moisturizer, and sunscreen. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Paralympic triathlon competition in Paris has been postponed until tomorrow, over worries about the water quality in the Seine, pending even more water quality tests. It's prompted a runoff increasing bacteria levels. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
All right, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio, everybody. This is the going on our third hour here in Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Sam Davison. Jimmy K. and Terry have the night off. We always start out these hours with a double dip, and I've got another one. Like I said, if you want to send your music in, you're in a band, throwbacks, new music, send it to music@civicmedia.us. Well, Boz Metzdorf, he heard the call, and he sent us in some music. So Boz Metzdorf, got to get this name right, Boz Metzdorf, he was listening to WLAK 107.5 in Amory, Wisconsin, and he came across Max Inc. Radio. He was delighted to hear local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. In 1978, Boz recorded an album called Signs of the Seasons, and 43 years later, a vinyl record collector discovered the album and wrote a positive review on a music blog, and it started to generate new interest in Boz's music. Anthology Records then picked up on this and re-released the song Sails Across the Sea on a vintage collection of artists called Sad About the Times. So Sails Across the Sea, it has now surpassed 1.5 million listens on Spotify. He called us up and he's like, told me this story. I thought, hey, that's pretty cool, Boz. Can you send that stuff in? And he sent us a couple songs. Find Boz Metzdorf on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, or online at birdseyeviewproductions.com. Right now, let's kick off a double dip with Boz Metzdorf. This is his big song, Sails Across the Sea. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Ride with the devil now, he'll take you where you want to go. It's time to level now, you played the game enough to know. He's moving faster, gonna lead you all astray. Of hell, now you know you can't look back. You've got to push ahead, try to keep it on the track. You know you've burned past the fuse of desire, and now you've learned past the danger of fire.
Boz Metzdorf, and that song is something with the dead.
Ride with the Devil, I believe.
Ride with the Devil. That's what it was. Ride with the Devil. So, you know, if you're like Boz, send us in some music. We love to play your local music if you're a Wisconsin-based artist. And, hey, we have a great show. I'm Rocker. I'm here with Sam Davison. We still have the Live in the Lair coming up. And also, Paul Flipwitz is going to be talking with Terry Barr pretty quick here. And we still have some new music from Sam Lyons. We'd like to thank our listeners tuning in from WLCX in La Crosse, AM 1490, 93.5 WCFW in Eau Claire, and a 97.9 WGBW in Green Bay. Max Inc. Radio, we are sponsored by, who's next here? Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside Northgate Mall, cat and kitten adoption, organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Also, Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant, tastes different with recipes that are over 100 years old, located in Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison North, East, and Downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza or call 608-467-3017. Well, let's see. Hey, what are we going to talk about here? The Packers. The Packers are playing in Brazil coming up this Friday.
Out of the country. Wow.
Yeah. Are you a Packers fan, Sam?
Not a dedicated fan, but yeah, I'll watch the Packers. I like it.
Are you a fan of any other team?
I grew up in a hybrid Viking Packer household. My dad was from Minnesota. My mom is from Wisconsin, so I'm a little bit of both.
Wow. Well, you know, Jimmy Kay and his wife Leona, she's a Bears fan.
Oh.
He's a Packers fan.
Oh.
Oh, wow. It gets pretty crazy sometimes.
Household.
Yeah, yeah, you know. But, you know, even though, like, we're Wisconsin, we're Green Bay Packers, so, you know, we have local songs about football. And I thought I'd bring in a couple and play them in light that the football season is coming up. So this one goes out to Leona. This is called "The Bears Still Suck."
That's mostly based on luck. The Bears still suck. 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 They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck.
Like our politics, there's Bears and Packers. Oh, that's such a great song. I love it. But, you know, the Singing Lambonis, they have done a whole album of songs, and some of my favorite Packers songs are done by the Singing Lambonis. Let's hear a little bit of "I Love My Green Bay Packers."
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowls ever played. I love my Green Bay Packers. Pity Chicago, Detroit, and Tampa Bay.
Throw in the Vikings.
They all come up as Lakers.
Throw in the Vikings.
We take our opposition and crunch them like they're crackers. That's why I love my Green Bay.
Oh, I love that song. And crunch them like they're crackers. I love my Green Bay Packers. That song is perfect. Well, we have another one, though, right? The Singing Lambonis. They've done a lot. And this one is "Kick Your Ass." This is the Singing Lambonis.
One, two, three.
You boys come up to Green Bay on a beautiful fall Sunday. I hope you come here ready for a war. Well, y'all may look like Rambo, but when you come to Lambeau, by the time you leave, your butt's gonna be real sore. Kick your ass, go kick your ass. Ain't no doubt about it, go kick your ass. Don't matter if you try to run, don't matter if you pass. Something Green Bay Packers gonna kick your ass. Well, I bet you think you're scary, you steroid popping fairy. I hope you think you got a chance in hell. Well, son, I tell you what, them Pack gonna whip your butt. Because we're still the best damn team in the NFL.
Oh, the Singing Lambonis. This is getting me into the mood for the Packers game coming up on Friday. I think we're gonna beat the Eagles. It's going to be crazy.
We better. We're going to kick their ass.
Right? But we're not optimistic like Dallas Cowboys fans. We've got something to be optimistic for. Killer receivers, great defense, and a really good quarterback. What do you say? Well, hey, let's do one more Pack song. This, and we'll play this whole song. This is Sunspot, local Madison band here. And back when Aaron Rodgers was going to the Super Bowl, they wrote a tune called "Go Pack." This is "Go Pack" by Sunspot. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Go!
center of Titletown. We play every game like it's our last. When we see that green and gold,
we say go black.
When other teams say that it's too cold,
we say go black.
And when our defense won't yield,
we say go black.
We'll toast our beers to Lambeau Field,
we say go black.
Living in Wisconsin,
go black.
We only got one choice,
go black.
And when we see those colors,
go black. Black,
we have to raise our voice. Living in Wisconsin,
go black.
So very good at pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions, turn them into nothing, turn them into nothing. You were larger than life and made sure that we knew it, bitchy, flip and tearing. Something else tomorrow, something else tomorrow. Brave passing to your justice, so much style and substance, unapologetic, never before and never since. You were glittering posh, electric, smallish frame. No price too large for art, no price too large for fame. Where others marched, you led a thousand steps ahead. No price too large for art, no price too large for fame. No price too large for fame. Anything for fame, fame.
I am your name. No, I meant, I'm Art Paul. Improvisize comment here. Hi, you guys are cool. And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people like you and me and all the weirdos. Thank you. Bye.
You need to think. I know how you need to walk. I know what you need to drink. I know how you need to talk. And even if you try to say that I'm pretending, I do it anyway because it's trending. It's trending. It's trending. It's trending. I know all the things to wear. I know all the hottest shows. You can take me anywhere. Cause I know, baby, I know. Staying up to date is never ending. But I'm simply fascinated by what's trending. What's trending?
Some people worry about what happened in the past. Things that ever last or that stand the test of time.
I know every move to make.
What's trending?
I know every song to sing.
What's trending?
I know every rule to break. Baby, I know everything. Come and get it while it's hot and history's pending. And if you might have just forgot, ask me what's trending. What's trending? What's trending? What's trending?
Sidrin, what's trending? My name is Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Radio Media Radio Network. That was from his latest album. Leo Sidrin is going to be playing the North Street Cabaret in Madison on September 3rd and 4th with his father, legendary jazz musician Ben Sidrin. You can find all the information about leosidrin.com and get his new album, What's Trending. Pretty cool song. Before that, Louie and the Flash Bombs. They just played at the Memorial Union like last week. And they'll be playing October 21st in West Allis at the Opie Brewing Company in West Allis. You can find more information about them at theflashbombs.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community.
We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I would like to welcome to the show Paul Filipowicz. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. And we just heard Riding High. What a terrific song. What can you tell me about the song?
One of my favorite songs off of my Unfiltered album. Well, you know, we travel a lot and play a lot. And this was just a tribute to all of the boys in the band. So and so it's a mover and a shaker and it's just a fun song.
Well, and you've been doing this with your band for what, 50 years? Does that sound right? And what keeps you inspired to keep getting out there and doing this?
You know, that's a good question. I'm one of the lucky people that I've known all along this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Is playing blues guitar. So, you know, there's a lot of my friends that were guitar players and all that stuff. They, oh, come on, play a couple country gigs with us. You know, you can make a couple bucks or come and play some rock and roll gigs. I go, I'm like, well, you know, I'd rather work a day job than do that because that's not what I don't, I'm here. I'm supposed to be playing this other stuff. And yeah, it's my calling. And I remember the first time I heard it when I was a little kid. And I mean, vividly, I can still remember it. To this day, that it was calling me, and the guys were I thought, wow, they are playing that just for me, and I still feel that way when I listen to some of that stuff. And then through the years of me growing up and hanging out and so I went and saw the live blues that I possibly could, you know, and I still do. But I got to see Muddy Waters. I got to see Howlin' Wolf. I got to see Albert King and B.B. King and Freddie King and everybody. I got to see all those guys. And every time I saw them, they inspired me. It's my calling. And then every once in a while, I'll get pooped out. and then somebody will do something like induct me into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. You know, and they did that in 2015, and then that was like a real eye opener. That, you know, like, yeah, I guess you're supposed to be doing this. And then this year, then, which is the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame.
So, how did that feel, Paul?
You know, it was very interesting that when they put me in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, I didn't think it could get any better than that, you know, because Muddy Waters and all them guys are in there, and we're at Buddy Guy's Club, you know, and all of that stuff. But then when we did this one, you know, it was up in Milwaukee, and I looked at it, and, you know, it's like, it's real. This is real, you know. Yeah. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I got to ask you about one other one that I read about. So you're in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. You have a ton of awards that I think are just amazing. But you were also at one point named the best dressed by the Big City Rhythm and Blues magazine. You are always dressed so great.
2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
2 years in a row, and that's with everybody in the United States. And that kind of floored me too, because they got all the big shots. I got to get dressed up for my public, you know.
Well, we're glad you do, because not enough people do that anymore. And it just goes so great with your blues music.
Well, it's kind of like I'm a preacher, you know. I can't go to church without my, you know, without my Bible, you know.
So you come from a musical family too.
Yeah, I come from a musical family, and my dad was a trumpet and cornet player in like big bands way long, you know, back before I was born. And my mom taught my sisters how to play piano. And so, and we all sang in church. You know, we go to church and sing. And we had an old broke down guitar that my Jaja got for rent for one of his places that he rented, and so that was my first guitar. One of the things I'm really lucky about is that I'm a songwriter too, and I've been a songwriter ever since I was a kid. I would make up songs and all that stuff, and everybody tell me, shut up, Paulie, you know. And I'd be going, yeah, but I got a song here, you know. and so, you know, it pays off, because I can, you know, I can come up with songs, you know, I can get inspired and I can come up with this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the stories of, and it's the stories of my life. I tell stories of my life.
Yeah. We are going to leave with the song Brand New Hat. And Paul, thank you so much again for chatting with me.
Changes made, yeah.
Coleman.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Knocking Them Down. That is Fat Function here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You know, Fat Function, they're playing at the Memorial Union tonight. I really wanted to go to that show, but, you know, we had to come here and do radio, so I thought the best thing I could do is play a little Fat Function, Knocking Them Down, to get that feeling going. Right now, we have some brand new music from Sam Lyons and the Crystal Gates. Sam is a local singer-songwriter here in Madison who moved. I believe he moved to Nashville, and now he's recorded with some people out there. And this song is called Wide Awake, live in Memphis. This is Sam Lyons and the Crystal Gates, brand new on Max Inc. Radio.
Still wide awake. Oh, Backseat Radio. Radio for the people.
Drinking from the bottle, she's got me going in a spiral. Down the drain, and she's going psycho.
Thank you.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.